Okay, everybody, say, Zeche Nishmas Nadir Shein, about you, sure, follow. Okay, this week's Pasha is Yitzchak Davins, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the Tefillah, they have twins, Yaakov and Esav. Vayeta Yitzchak Hashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Akarahi, Vayasalo Hashem Atarifka Ishto. So Lenochach Ishto, says Rashi, Zelmed Bezovis Lo, Mispal Zomez Bezovis, Mispalos, meaning they were right across from each other, the husband and wife. Vayeta Lo, Velo Lo. Shein Dom Betfilas Tzadik Ben Rashi, Betfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Hashem answered Yitzchak and not Rivka. Then we discussed, you know, we had the tshuva from the Avnei Nezer about if you have two people, you have to, for Shliach Tzibur, who should you give preference to? One has the nice voice, but one has a question that the father was, deposed from two positions in Shechita, and all that whole discussion. Okay. So, you know what, to make things easier for us to do, I'd like to turn to the Sefer Ikvei Sofer by Rabbi Akiva Lodzmir. This is a Sefer that's excellent Sefer. We've done it a little bit before. He's malakhed a lot of the Torahs of the Chasam Sofer from everywhere. And that's kedai to do in life, to know the Torahs of the Chasam Sofer. So let's see what he says here. Vayeter Yitzchak Hashem Lenochach Ishto Ki Akari, here on page 15. Isa Bizar Kodesh, I'm reading from the Sefer Ikvei Sofer. Isa Bizar Kodesh, Shloshes Avos Hem Keneged Shloshes Amudei Olam. That the Avos are Keneged the three Amudei Olam, Avram Keneged Gemilas Chasadim, Yitzchak Keneged Amud Avoda, right, because he was the Korban, and Yaakov Keneged Amud HaTorah. Because even though Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did all three of them, in other words, but each of had a special trait. Amud Avodu, Amud Hatfila, Nikol Shem Yitzchak, Hagam Shem Tzadim Avram Yaakov Shem Pavlo. Because Yitzchak is Amud Hatfila, because he davened Yeta Yitzchak Lachsuch Masada, even though Avram and Yaakov also davened, and they were Misakein Tfilos, but the Tfila of Yitzchak is special. So he says all the Chasam Sofers I xeroxed in the, so you want to see the original source, it's in the packet here, but we'll, instead of, you know, we'll just read it from here, and then later on you want to look it up, you can look it up in the packet. Zok the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer, you know, was one of the Gedolim in Halacha and Agada. You know, like someone said to me, you have people who are Gedolim in Halacha, but not necessarily in Agada. Like Rav Yonis and Eipschitz. He was a Gadol in Halacha. He wrote the Tumim, the Plesi, you know, but he also wrote the Yaris Dvash. What?
Sweeter than Dvash.
Yeah, I told you, Rabbi Avadi Yosef said that the Yaris Dvash is really even sweeter than Dvash. But the Urim V'tumim, that may be too much of a guzma. Something like that. Those are too smart. The Urim V'tumim, the Yaris Dvash. The Yaris Dvash is sweeter than Dvash. Urim V'tumim, maybe it's not the Urim, you know, exactly the Urim V'tumim, but... So look what he says here. Kozim Aram B'Shem Sifrei Mekubalim. Yitzchak V'Rivka Iker Sod HaTfilah. They're the Iker Yisod HaTfilah. Now look, Yitzchak Ola B'Gematria, what? Reish Ches. 208. Right? Because Yitzchak Yud is 10, Sadi is 90, and Yikuf is 190, and Ches 198. Reish Ches. Rivka Ola B'Gematria, 307. So if you have 208 and 307, it's 515 Kiminyan Tefillah. That's the miracle of, and that's the Veschanan, that's the famous Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos, Veschanan al Hashem. So we never think about this, but the 515 is the Yitzchak and Rivka together, is 515. Zekam gen kmashel shel Veschanan. Al kem rumas benusach atfila. Befi yishorim, befi, Fisher to solve the divide, Sadikim to Sprachel, Hasim to Zoka, Kiloshim, right, is halal. So the Yud, right, in some Sidurim it says the Yud, the Tzadi, the Kuf, the Ches and the Kuf is the Yitzchak, and in the middle is Tis Romam, Tis Barach, Tis Kadash, Tis Halal, that's Reish, Bey, the third letter, Reish, Bey's, Kuf, Hey, and what you call Rivka.
That's
the Zafar. Yeah, those Nisuk Svar. The Kavarish culture of Fihan is Chos, but Fihan is Nishmas.
Yeah,
on Yamim Narayim. Fihan Nusach Echad Omrim, the Fihan Sharim, Tis Halal. With the Rich Atik, the Tzorach, the Kadosh. With Fihan Nusach Shainim, Hapchim, I say, the Omrim, the Fihan Sharim, Tis Romam, Sif, Tis Adin, Tis Bar. With Vishnan is Chos, Rashi Tevah, Shal Yisharim, Tzadik, Chasidim, is Yitzchak. And according to the other one, the third is Rivka. So it says, "Ebasay tiknu tefila zu," says the Chasam Sofer. "Besider harokeach," says "Besider harokeach," says "Sheish omrim fi yisharim tizrom shehem neged Yitzchak v'Rivka omrim she Yitzchak v'Rivka tiknu kach she neta Yitzchak l'Hashem l'nochach ishto." That. So when is this idea of the Iker Tefillah and that the Anshei Knesset HaGedola were masakin it? Can they get that Tefillah that they davened for a trial?
They composed
that. So he says, yeah, he says, the Rokeach says that they were masakin that Tefillah, like Rav Arari points out. Yitzchak and Rivka, that goes back. Feel of Yitzchak, Fishorim, Tisromam, etc. Kachayu, Mechubolim, Eitzel, and Shekines, and Agdola. In other words, they had a Kabbalah. And Shekines, and Agdola had a Kabbalah from Yitzchak and Rivka. The Kovu Khan, Eitzel, Ranu, Tzadikim, like Yishurim, and Yila, but you're Kovu Yitzchak and Rivka, Amish, Kulik, Tzibur, Levado, Shezchus, and Yitim, and Kavish Baruch. Omnam tefillah zu hodah l'doros olam l'schanan me'omek halev. That the daven from omek halev, and that the chida says, that's a tremendous tefillah. So that was the Yitzchak and Rivka gematria tefillah. And that's 515, that's gematria v'schanan, etc. So that was the first thing. And then he continues. On page 19. For those that just came in, we said that the gematria of Yitzchak and Rivka together is 515, which is the minyan tefillah. That's the minyan v'eschanan, because that was the tefillah. B'fi shrim tishal of divrei tzadikim. You know, it's Yitzchak, and then in the middle is Rivka. Because that was the ikar tefillah that we have, comes from Yitzchak and Rivka. So then he writes here on page 19, that Ikvei Sofer is a liquid from different Torahs of the Chasam Sofer. He says, b'parshaseinu, on page 19, where the bracket is. Matzinu inyan ha-tefillah asher b'kochel l'shaber es ha-teva. He says, tefillah has the koyach that it could destroy the teva, the regular teva. Gamatzinu godol chibosol she'etzel ha-kadosh baruch hu. Kamo she'omru, lama hayu ha-museim ha-koros? Why did Hashem often make the museum not to have children right away? Nesha ha-kadosh baruch hu mis'ave le'tefillah shel tzadikim. So Rabbeinu Bichai is medayik lamaksi vayetel Hashem lenochach ishto ki yakari. Should have said vati rivka akara, and then vayetel Yitzchak Hashem. It's a funny thing. Vayetel Yitzchak Hashem lenochach ki yakari. Why don't you just say first she's akara, and then therefore he davens. So he says lama yovaseh akara medayik roshu misravel tilos nishad tzadikim. So there was, because if really she was an akara, and then they daven, so that was the order of sequences. She was an akara, now you have to daven. So that should have said that way. But it starts off with the tefillah, vayetar. So what's the idea? That's the point. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the whole point of the akara was what? Because of the tefillah. So the tefillah is brought first. There was normally, it was a beautiful diyuk. Normally, you would say, they had a problem. So discuss the problem. Then they had a daven, because they had a problem. But that's not what it says. It says, first they daven, because they had a problem. So the davening is mentioned first, because the whole point of them having a problem is the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to daven. So that's what, that's how the Chasam Sofer teaches up. The Rabbeinu Bichai, rather. Rabbeinu Bichai, I'm sorry. Rabbeinu Bichai teaches. So the Rabbeinu Bichai medayik lamak siva yeta yitzchak Hashem lenochach ishto ki akora hayo luchtov kodim ayti rivka akora chaka v'yeta perish al pi ma she'omru chazal lama yu avoseinu akoros imoseinu akoros mivnei shakosh brochu misavim l'tzilosun shal tzadikim v'yedem emes mitzal toldosum lo hayo ha'imos akoros. It was really, they were born normal. But then Hashem made it that way. That in other words, he took them out of their normal teva to make them akaris so they'll daven. It's not that they mitzara teva, they were akaris. Because the whole point was to generate the tefillah. Now we came in Shakar Shabarchu, page 20. It's avel tivlos l'chein tzongar Hashem es rachman. L'chein k'siv kodem v'ayeta yitzchal Hashem shehu hasiba. It's a fascinating idea. In other words, it wasn't that she's Makar, he had a daven. And then he says, Hiksha Maran, the Chasam Sofer asks, Mihadi Isa, Lamin Shal Tvilosim Shal Tzadikim, La'atar, Ma'atar, like a fork, you take the fork and you put it in the weed and then you flip it over, pitchfork. In other words, he says, so he has a kasha, the Chasam Sofer, the Beit HaMechaya, because the Beit HaMechaya is saying that why is the tefillah compared to a pitchfork? Because just like a pitchfork flips over the tefua, so too tefillah can flip over from midas hadin to midas harachamim. But according to Rabbeinu Bichaya, it's not really midas hadin because they were really born normal. It's like Hashem who changed it. Ufi diver upirish al pi hayadu because kol ma sheish ba'olam hazeh yesh bo klipa ki ikar b'riyas ha'odam levar ha'tov bara. Fein no nidur tor l'malchay ha'shores. The whole point of this world is to be able to differentiate between Tov and Ra. So that's why the Torah wasn't given to Malach HaSharis, because they're Tkulo Tov. There's no Tov and Ra. They don't have to do this. In other words, the point of the world is to be Mevar Tovara, but Yaakov was Kulo Tov, he didn't have any Ra in him. That's why they needed an Esav, to be born at the same time. The original Bria of Yaakov was Kulo because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away. There was whatever Psolos there was in Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put an Esav in the original creation. And that's the beirer. L'chein tzogar Hashem rach v'shal rivka d'shal yidei tefilas Yitzchok yetzi Yaakov kulo mevorach v'tor v'yamuv chor shabovos. In other words, that's the idea that Yaakov should be born through the tefillah of Yitzchok. And that would mean that Yaakov's all the psolas that would have been in Yaakov naturally was taken out. And that's why he had to have twins, because he needed to put it someplace. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Esav at the same time, that he'll have the whole all that psolas. So that's the. So he says, "V'yutzach b'yushal Rav Mordechai l'mamar Chazal Masech Sukkah l'chein k'siv l'nochach ishto." Ki al yidei shehaisa achos lavan haisa klipa gedola mod v'kasha lafrida. In other words, Rivka had a lot of psolas in her because she was achos lavan. So, and that psolas was a very hard to remove. It was a tremendous psolas. So that's why the tefillah. Of Yitzchak was Mavar the psolos of Yaakov. So that's why she wasn't created normally. She was created normally, but then you needed the tefillah of Yitzchak because we needed to be Mavar to the psolos that was in Yaakov to remove. The tefillah of Yitzchak, Yitzchak Yaakov, kula mevurach uvtar v'yamuv chesham avos. So that's the idea of why is tefillah of Yitzchak compared to a pitchfork? What is a pitchfork? It separates the ochel from the psolus, right? You have all the chaff, and then you put the pitchfork. The first kapitel in Tehillim. So where was the birur there? Why is that? Because that was the point of the tefillah. The point of the tefillah was that in Olam Hazeh. The avoda is to separate the good from the bad, so that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the Torah to the Malach HaSharis, which they're kulo tov. Man has good and bad, so Mimela, the tefillah of Yitzchak was to take whatever psolos there was in Yaakov and to remove it, and that was the creation of Esav. So it was mamish a parallel to the pitchfork of the Borer and Ochel from the Psolos. The whole creation of Esav together with Yaakov was removing the Psolos from Yaakov, and then what are you going to do with it? That's why Esav was created. Just like the pitchfork is taking the
He didn't know he was creating Esav.
Right, he didn't know he was creating, right. He didn't know, but that's the...
He didn't know for Esav to be a
thug. Yeah, but it says that that's what had happened. So then he says another idea. So that's why it's fascinating that only by Yitzchak's tefillah does it say Vayetar. Because Yitzchak's tefillah, like Rabbi Harari said, he might not have known it, but Yitzchak's tefillah was what? A tefillah to remove psolos from Ochel. And it had to be that way because Rivka was from a background of psolos. So there was a lot of psolos in the original Yaakov. Before he was born, but then Yitzchak was, and so b'meila Yitzchak was mispalel, and his tefillah was a tefillah of what? A pitchfork. Was a pitchfork. What does a pitchfork do? It separates the edible part and the non-edible part. Oh. So then he says, because of Bir Ha'inyan, the Isa B'Medrash. Shvil bracha shibirach lovin l'rivka ad ha'il alfe revava l'chein ha'isa akara rako de tfil zachto l'irom pam achas l'chor malano bracha rivka's lovin halo gam bilam no sanu kodesh bracha rishus l'varkas Yisrael shlom di yadu adarov bonim holchi b'achar achei ha'im l'lovin yadu shmitzad achosu yibane rishoyim ולכן אומר הראש החוסר היו אלפי רבבה היינו אוסן הבונים יהיו מרובים מנזר צדיקים שתולים מצד Gorm Shul Barlech, Vira Zarek Ashar Osonov, the Haino Shaysav Yichbosh Yaakov, Nimsa Shosu Bracha Klolhi, Lachin Sagar Shemus Rachma. And he says, what's this bracha? Achoseinu at Hayil Alfei Revova. It means that you should be, you know, it's funny that at Chasana, that, you know, that's what the fathers benched the Kala, by the Badekin. They benched the Kala with Lovin's bracha. That's very strange. Of all people, that you want to give your daughter or your daughter-in-law a bracha, you wouldn't want the words of Lovin to be...
Lovin's family.
Yeah. Well,
it was Lovin's family.
Yeah, right, but... So he says like this. It's from the Chasam Sofer also. Mechor malonu brichas lovin. Olgam lebilam nosen avivish baruch hu rishus lavarches Yisrael. So he says, Yishlom diyadua, to Rov Banim writes, holchim achar achei ha'em. Right? In other words, the sons usually are like the brothers of their mother. That's why it says, there's a famous clip, if you never saw it, you have to see the famous clip of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. What does it mean? No? Anyone saw it? The clip that someone came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and asked him, what does it mean that you have to be, what do you have to look for?
Oh, I saw
it. You saw it? He says, normal. And then they asked him, what is normal? And he says, it means that Yodei Lumod. And then he said, but what if you have two brothers? And one, if then he made some joke, you should look at it online. Yeah. It was like... Yeah. So he says, Rav Banim Holchim Achar Achei Ha'em. Ve'alovan Yodei Hashem Yitzar Achoso Yiyu Banei Rishayim. In other words, so really... Lava knew that the kids of Rivka are not going to be good because he knew who he was, right? So he said, "Achoseinu at hayil alfei revava," and also mabonim yu merubim. It should be big, more than zeret tzadikim. Shul tolid mitzad gram shal baylech. Fira zarech hashay sonov. Tainu she'esov yichbosh es Yaakov. Nimso also bracha. Klali, because really it was a klala. Achoseinu ayin hayu alfei rova, meaning osam abonim that you're going to come produce are going to be more than the zeret tzadikim. So it was really a klala, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to start over, and therefore he made her. Vigam Yitzchak hayim tzer al zeh shelo yoli chaser al zeh posel. Vaday bilti kulam yafshar. Dahayin al kochah sheitzach laholi eitzav. It says she Yitzchak Atzmo Yemiris Hadin Achayim Siyarish Rav Bonav Okulu Yemisitru Dedina Machmas Achayim Chenk Siva Yeta Hibrev Hivtzir B'Tfila. Okay, but that's the idea that the Iker Tfila is learned from this, and that's the Yitzchak B'Gematria and Rivka B'Gematria is 515 is Tfila, and the Tfila was Begender Vayeta because it was a Tfila to take out the Psolas. Because normally, based on psolas, it would have been what? It would have been a lot of psolas in Yaakov because he's coming from Esav, from Lavan's family. So he needed that special tefillah to remove, and that's the comparison to the atar. Oh, then he says another thing. If you do Esav Mechuna Meshem Veshet, we know that when there's a Kana and a Veshet, right? So the windpipe and the food pipe. So it says, Vayivez Esav is HaBechora. So what does Uncle say? Vayivez V'sat Esav. He despised it. So that's the Osios Veshet. Because Veshed is where the food comes. And Mekabel kol minei machal v'tanugim. For Yaakov is the Kana, was Hakol kol Yaakov. That's the windpipe. Tchenim haya mispal kipshuto haya misyare shayu bonav mechunim veshet. The mitzarach hayem yurushoyim. Hayem vake shayu li gam zera shayichavnu b'shem kona. In other words, he was afraid that that from Lavan is going to be all the bad. That's the you know, eating and drinking all the tanuge olam hazeh. That's from Lavan. So he davened that his child should have the kana. Because the kana is hakol kol Yaakov. That's the windpipe. That's the divrei Torah, the tefillah. So hiftzir lebadregas tefillah. So he davened, my son shouldn't be just a person who fresses. He should be a kana. So he says like this. Nechshav Yisroel shel chashmon atar. What's the numerical value of atar? Is what? 670. Right? So 670 is more than tefillah, which is 515. How much more? 155, which is what? Kana. So that was the point. Besides the first pshat of the Vayetar, the Biror thing, the other part of his tefillah was that he didn't want his son just to be involved in Tanuge Olam Hazeh, the Veshet, that's the Esav. Vayivez Esav, the Sot Esav. Osios Veshet. He wanted his son to be Ruchni. So that's why he davened a special tefillah, Atar. And Atar was what? To be able to pump up the tefillah above the regular tefillah. This was a special tefillah. So what's special? It was 155 more than regular tefillah, and that's Kana. And that's the, so his son should have the Kol Yaakov. What does it mean, Hashem, lo v'lola? Because from her side, that would have been the Veshet. Because she's from Lavan. And that's the Veshet, that's the food pipe. But Hashem, Vayetar to him, to make it, and that's the Atar, which is what? Which is the 5155 above Tefillah, and that's the Kana. V'zeu machmat sheya tzadik v'tzadik v'yesa bas rasha. V'chein lo k'siv loshen Atar el gabi Yitzchak. By Yitzchak it says, Vayetar, not by Rivka. And then he writes, these are some of the ideas. The idea that this tefillah was, the Yitzchak and Rivka, was the 515, and that's Mephi Shrim Tishalav, the Tzadikim, and this tefillah was the tefillah that what? That took the Ochel from the Psoilus, and this is the tefillah that it's not just a Veshet, it's not just eating, but it's going to be a Kana, and that's the Yaakov, a Kol Yaakov, and that's why Atar is 155 more numerically than tefillah. And then the last thing is Ma Atar Mahapech Has Atzvul Mil Malo Mata Kach Tefillah Shem Tzadikim Mamach Bidas Din Roim Yasarachmim. So he writes here, what do we say? Anu Mevorchim Bebrichas Hashachar Shelo Asani Goy. But we don't say what? Asani Yisrael. Why is that? So the famous Bach is because the Gemara says Noach Lo Adam what? Shelo Nivra. So you can't make a bracha Asani Yisrael. Because Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. So what does it mean when we say Baruch HaLukhenu Shebra'anu L'chvodo? We're thanking Hashem that created us. But what about, I thought, Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. So says the Chasam Sofer. Chasam L'var Ki Kasher Baruch HaLukhenu Shebra'anu L'chvodo Chasam L'var Ki Kasher K'var Hispal Ha'odam V'kibah L'av Yikor HaBorei As Tov Lo Shel Nivra V'she'en Ken Kodem Matzvila. So he says that's the idea, that once a person davens, so then Noach Lo Shel Nivra. So we say B'Toras Moshe, my name is Gomru. He says Al Dei Tefila. Nepach adam lemtzias acheres. Last paragraph on 22, the bottom. Mokam shemikodem yet tov lo shel nivro, hametal ashrei lo ashrei dorav. You call the baruch bo elkeinu shemaronu chvodo. It was after you davened. It was well, tzion is at the end of tefillah, so you davened already. So now, if you davened already, now you can say baruch bo elkeinu shemaronu chvodo, because it's noach shel nivro that you can praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So are you there to feel in hepach adam lemtzias acheres? Mokum shemikodem hayatov lo shelo nivra. But now he could say baruch alokeinu shebrano kvodo. Tell you first, atar zem hapech es atvua. Had a hapech mitov lo. So what's the hapech here? Because before tefillah it's noach lo shelo nivra. But now that you davened and you makir kadosh baruch hu, it's like the pitchfork. You switch it around. Hapech mitov lo shelo nivra to tov shenivra. And it's only at the end of davening we reach that madrega. A baruch alokeinu shebaranu lekvodo. So that's the kol hashem neshama pa'apo, etc. Nishmas alokim. And that's the yisod. Okay, so these are some, and you can see the various chasam sofers. I xeroxed in the page here, so you can see there. But that's the idea that this tefillah was a special tefillah. It was the makor of all tefillahs. Makor of all tefillahs is the most chashuv of a tefillah. Because tefillah is only 515. This was above. This was 155 above. Because this is the bracha of Kol Kol Yaakov. That you'll daven, you'll learn, you'll be mahapech, that you get the
vocal cords are on the top of the trachea.
Oh. On top. The vocal cords are on top of the trachea, so that's you want to bring a raya.
That's the kana.
The kana. So therefore, what? It shows that that's a high madriga. Oh. I think we have a Victor Miller, that's the type of thing he would say. Maybe. Okay. But, I don't know if he said it, but you say it. Okay. So that's the idea of a yeter lo, that it's the whole tefillah over here was because Yitzchak also, because it's coming from, because the kids are coming from Rivka also. And then they have that psolus. And then that they had the vayives. That they have that the veshet. That's, and they needed that special tefillah. And that's the, and the, so Yitzchak and Rivka together made that special tefillah, because here was a bigger challenge. That Yitzchak had a daven harder. Hiftzir b'tefillah, in order to make sure that he got a proper son. And the only way HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to do it was to produce the twins. So this way, Yaakov, all the psalms will go out, it will be funneled into Esav, and Yaakov will be the Kol Kol Yaakov, and Esav will be the Vayives, he'll be the Veshet, Yaakov will be the Kana, and that's the Yisod of Tefillah. But Tefillah has this power that can be Mahapech, and Malas HaTefillah V'Tokfa. And that's the yisod of this interaction of Yitzchak and Rivka. And when we say b'fi yishrim tisalav divrei tzadikim shul chasidim kerem kedoshim is the Yitzchak, and then the middle is the, you know, is the osios Rivka, the third letter. That those tefillahs together is every Shabbos when we daven. So we always highlight, we always go back to this encounter of Yitzchak and Rivka. And I guess. Right, Yom Narayim, even Nusach Ashkenaz, Yitzchak and Rivka, if Harari is saying. So the Iker is Tefillah, Yom Narayim. So that's also. Okay, very good.